This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for February 19th. I'm Paul Plack. A 53-year-old pilot with a long-term grudge against the IRS crashed his Cherokee into an IRS office building in Austin, Texas yesterday. He's dead, so is one worker in the building. 13 more were injured, two seriously. AOPA, NBAA, and EAA are all on the same page, saying they'll urge government policymakers not to jerk knees over an isolated act by one desperate, disturbed individual. The pilot's suicide manifesto made it clear, though, that he intended not only to strike out at the IRS, but also to bring down onerous new regulations on his fellow pilots. A United flight from Denver to San Francisco was diverted to Salt Lake yesterday after a flight attendant discovered a written bomb threat. The U.S. Air Force says a transition back to civilian controllers is underway at Port-au-Prince Airport in Haiti. The first new production Twin Otter in 22 years has made its initial flight from an assembly facility in Calgary, Alberta. Heli Expo 2010 opens today in Houston. Aspen Avionics is showing its new primary flight display, the EFD-1000H, as an helicopter, which has just been approved for use in the Bell 206 and 407. Garmin says its G500H should be certified for the same two Bell models this spring. Garmin also introduced a helicopter terrain awareness and warning system for the GNS 430 and 530 series. Augusta Westland has announced a deal with the Bangladesh Navy for two AW-109 power maritime helicopters. And call it all wrong, but Waco has equipped one of its biplanes with a full-on glass panel. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Roy Beiswenger discusses the end of Ultraflight magazine and what's replacing it. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.